So, Tums, over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at how to pray, prayers that are effective, prayers that the Lord answers, prayers that Jesus teaches us how to, and we're looking at Matthew chapter 6 specifically, and the Lord's Prayer that is, and there we all know this, we've learned it in primary school, high school, wherever school that you've been in, and even in Sunday school, it's also been learned there, and it's Matthew chapter 6 from verse 5 right up until 13, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So today we're on the sixth part. So the Lord's Prayer is broken up into seven parts, which means we've got two left. So today, Tubbs, we are currently on and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That's a good one, huh? Okay, I think this one is it coattails off of give us this day our daily bread, because this is also a part where you've also got to plan your day. Mm-hmm. So we pray to the Lord, lead us not into temptation. So we don't want to be led into temptation. We are fallible. But this, the responsibility is also on our end. Because I think 90, or let me say 80% of your day is pretty much predictable. Right?
Yeah. If so, you're going to go to work or go to school, yeah.
You, Tubbs, today is a specific day, and you know what your day-to-day is looking like.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up at a certain time, you're going to be on air, after air, you're going to go to this place or that place. There's very, very little that is sporadic in our day-to-day lives. Mm. There is sporadic events, but for the most part of it, we kind of know what we are getting ourselves into.
Yes.
So if you know that you've got, you know, maybe a difficult relationship with your boss, and today's the day that you're going to meet them, you already know in the morning. You don't rock up to work and think, what meetings do I have today? No, you kind of know.
Mm.
Now, what's the temptation? Lord, okay, the last time I had this meeting, I used some curse words, I lost my temper, I was lustful, or whatever the case is. So when you're praying, lead us not into temptation, you've got to personalize it to how your day is going to look like in this day, and where you know yourself. You understand? Mm. Like if Tubbs, if you're coming in here and you and I have got issues, and you're thinking, hey, I'm going to see that Zinke boy again today, Lord, please lead me not into temptation. Please help me, restrain me from not saying nasty things.
Okay.
Help me to have patience when I sit with him. Help me to speak words that edify and not bring down. Lead me not into temptation. Are you getting that? Mm. So you know how your day looks like. And if you don't know how your day looks like, please go spend some time with the Lord, because we can't be sporadic people in life as children of God. We've got to be people that are planned up and we know what we're going to do. Now, I want to coattail off of another scripture, Mark chapter 1, verse 35. The Bible says that early in the morning, Jesus got up, he went to an isolated place, and there he prayed. Right? So he prayed, and I'm imagining he's praying this prayer to the Father, and he's trying to direct his paths. He's trying to figure out what's important for me to do here today. And the key here is that before the world can draw from you, you've got to draw from God and plan your day. Lead me not into temptation. As soon as he's done praying, he goes out and he meets his disciples. And the Bible says the disciples come to him and saying, Jesus, we've been looking for you. Where you been? We must go to this place here. People are waiting for you. And the Bible says that Jesus responds by saying, we must go to the next town. We must go there. And sometimes if we don't pray, lead us not into temptation, and we don't plan our day with God, then we live reactionary lives. We don't live lives on purpose. Everything becomes urgent. Everything becomes right now important for what you need to do right now. Have you ever experienced that, Tubbs?
Mm.
Like where you've set out to do something, and then, hey, you're being pulled this way, you're being pulled that way, and then the things that you wanted to do in that day
don't get done.
Don't get done. What counteracts that? When you pray, lead us not into temptation. Lord, help me to stay focused. Help me to stay accurate concerning what you want me to do in this day. Because the truth is, from the moment you wake up, even your stomach is demanding from you. Go get that breakfast. I need that coffee. Right? Mm. So even from jump, when you wake up, there are things that are trying to pull from you. Your boss wants that report. If you're at school, that homework needs to be done. That assignment is due. So before people can pull from you, you've got to pull from God and then get to that place. And I love this. He says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Right? So here, Psalm 121 verse 5 says, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Psalm 140 verse 1 says, deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men. And God is our deliverer. He will deliver you. So if you're finding yourself in a tough situation, this is where you can pray, Lord, pull me out of this. Lord, help me through the storm. Give me the strength to do what I need to do. Deliver me from evil. Protect me in this day. You understand? You know, I'm going to be using public transportation. And you see what's happening in and around our nation. Deliver me from any form of evil, and you pray that over your children as well. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So when we pray, lead us not into temptation. You can lead yourself into that very temptation. And this is why we've got to pray and say, okay, identify, be honest with yourself, be open and transparent in your prayer closet. What tempts you? What trips you up? Tubbs, you and I mean the same. I don't think Satan uses the same things to trip us up.
Do
you understand? I mean, music for you, like you only just listen to gospel YOY. So you can't even be tempted with music. But I come from, a past where music was a heavy thing that gripped me. You understand? The type of music. So when I hear certain songs and that can tempt me. Do you understand? Mm. So then I say, okay, Lord, help me here. It's either I'm going to listen to Impact Radio in my car the whole time, or Bluetooth, and I'm putting this thing on shuffle on Christian music to stay in that environment.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got to make sure that as you are doing this, you are proactive about your life. You know yourself. Even though God has delivered you and he set you free, there's certain things within our lives sometimes that can trip us up. And we've got to make sure we don't have a back door. We've got to make sure that we are able to resist that temptation. And I love this. I think it's in the New Testament. The Bible says that with every temptation, God will provide a way out. Ne? So if you are in sin, you must know that you've ignored the Holy Spirit somewhere along the line, because he's given you a way out. He has told you this is a bad idea, or sometimes your cell leader will call you at the most random times, and it's at that time where you were about to do something you were not supposed to do.
Mm.
And if you continue to reject that, guess what? You're leading yourself into that temptation. But God is faithful. He'll always provide a way out. I think of it like the N1 highway. When you're on the N1 highway, there are many off-ramps that you can take.
Mm.
Now, if the N1 highway is leading you to hell, now, this is not the truth right now. This is just, you understand, it's an analogy. There is Gasfontein Road that you can off-ramp on.
Mm.
There's Atterbury Road. There's Linwood Road. There's all of these off-ramps that you can take before you get to that destination that you don't want to get to. And that's what we pray when we say, lead us not into temptation. Not only will God not lead you there, but if you are on that path, he will provide a way out, a way of escape in Jesus' name. Did you learn something?
I did, a lot.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Part number 6 of how to pray the Lord's Prayer. And this is hashtag much prayer, much power. Let's jump into your 5 confessions of the blood of redemption. Be our guest there, Tubbs.
Okay, say after me, by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
Out of the hands of the enemy.
Out of the hands of the enemy.
And brought into the kingdom of Jesus.
And brought into the kingdom of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been forgiven.
I have been forgiven.
Of all my sin.
Of all my sin.
Because I have fellowship with other believers.
Because I have fellowship with other believers.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Cleanses me now.
Cleanses me now.
And continuously.
And continuously.
From all my sin.
From all my sin.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
God sees me.
God sees me.
Just as if.
Just as if.
I have never sinned.
I have never sinned.
And lastly, by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been sanctified.
I have been sanctified.
Set apart.
Set apart.
For God's holy purpose.
For God's holy purpose.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. And Lord, we pray that you would lead us not into temptation today. Lord, help us to control our anger. Help us to control the fleshly desire, Lord. Starve the flesh and help us to feed the spirit continuously. And thank you that you are faithful and just, that you will not allow us to be tempted past that which we can handle. And with every temptation, you provide a way out in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.